This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Caps with Niskanen and a puck down low to Spinpelli. He scores! Devontae Spinpelli along the left post. Two goals in two games. Are you kidding me? It's 3-0 Washington!
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. And we're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss Structure Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP, and we're taking your calls on the Hadid Carpet Clean Lister lines at 800-636-1067. I think Drab is getting exhausted from answering the calls.
Oh, sorry.
Because a typical show.
It's just one of those things. You've got to capitalize.
By the way, if you went through the last 10 years of shows on June 5th, the Caps are out of it.
Yep.
We're not breaking down, you know, Colorado versus the New York Rangers or whatever the heck the matchup would be.
Of course not.
So we would be probably be talking about the stupid OTAs because I think the Redskins actually have OTAs. We would mix in, you know, some diarrhea talk because that's always funny.
Right.
And he wouldn't be doing call after call from people that want to have goofy nicknames on the phones. I think that irks.
Drab's got to grind, man.
It irks Drab.
He's got to grind through it. But he can handle it. He's up to the task.
No, I'm sticking up for EB. You guys don't like nicknames, and everyone always calls in with El Diablo, and I'm like, I'm not writing that down.
I don't even like Flakes.
I don't mind the nicknames.
You know?
It's kind of annoying to me.
We have nicknames for some of our regular callers. Cowboy Todd, Bruce the Hugger.
Right. Those aren't regular callers. Those are staples.
Give them the nicknames.
They're borderline show characters.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Some guy calls up and says, I'm Blink. Now, the Blink guy
is getting shine.
He's getting a lot of run. People are sending me videos of him, like, down in the metro, like, busking. He's singing. People are dancing with him.
By the way, I think
Channel 9 interviewed him.
Outside the arena, there's so many people busking. One guy was playing a steel drum. Right. Another guy was banging on 100 pickle jars or pickle containers.
Okay, that's a new term for me.
You know what else they're doing? The grasping.
The grasping. It's people who are playing an instrument.
They want your money.
And they've got a, you know, their open guitar case or a pickle jar, and they want you to throw a few bucks in
street there. Performance.
Street performance.
I wasn't familiar with that term until yesterday.
By the way, yesterday, before Fall Out Boy, after they performed, I was about, I don't know, this close to the Stanley Cup. It went right by me in the crate that it travels in, and then it was put up on stage for some TV hits, and it was there during the Fall Out Boy performance. It's awesome to see in person. And I just kind of got a glance of it, but then I saw it out on stage.
There's no other inanimate object.
It's amazing.
That just moves people like that in the sports world. Oh, there's nothing else.
And
a green jacket.
During the TV hit, I think it was NHL Network doing a TV hit. The guy, the Ken doll, he was dreamy. He had a dreamy girlfriend, too.
Who's this?
The male anchor for NHL Network.
There he does football, too. I'm forgetting his last name.
There's a guy and a woman.
Liam something?
I don't know what his name was.
Guy's gray hair?
No. This guy was like probably mid-30s, chiseled.
Oh, I know.
He looked like a male model. But the bottom line
like
is
me?
He looked like you. He almost knocked the Stanley Cup off of it.
Like the platform.
He almost pummeled the Stanley Cup.
Can you imagine?
It was a close call.
You know what I've noticed with the Stanley Cup finals and Washington being one game away from winning it all.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You watched it because you did your typical troll bit and said that you're going to be watching Faraday.
No. I said the game was over. Change it. Change the channel.
Got
watch
it.
Something a little more interesting.
I like that, by the way.
At what score did you say that?
3-0.
Yep.
But the Stanley Cup Finals brings out all of the graspers and hustlers out of nowhere. I mean, it's like a hurricane of hustlers with T-shirts.
Right.
The ticket game, people's cap songs.
What? Right up front at near the barrier for Fall Out Boy, there was a brother who had the biggest cooler I've ever seen with the
holding,
hustle,
holding waters,
selling waters and Gatorades, and yeah. He was doing a brisk business.
We missed out on the t-shirt game.
I mean, t-shirts are just hot right now. So many Caps t-shirts.
Your guy Nate from Barstool, yeah. I believe he's the R year guy.
That's his bit. And you know what? I bet he's selling a boatload of t-shirts.
So many.
I bought five of them. I know he's selling
you
a bunch.
Bought five?
I bought one for everybody in the family.
Can we play the donkey sound effect?
Sure.
That's deserved.
What were they, $25?
$25. Wow. I told you.
I know, you're going to spend $2,000.
I'm going to spend my entire ratings bonus on merchandise.
We should have had a cap shirt.
Just buy me something then.
What are those, like, red touristy shirts that, like, people get, like, the whole family, like... Like, who number one, who number two?
Thing one, thing two.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, you know who had those? The killer family in California.
The Turpins?
Yeah, the Turpins. they went to Disney World with
that's
that.
That's a hurting
yeah.
look.
Yeah.
Now, we don't all wear them together at the same time. That's a real weird, wacky bit. But I wore mine yesterday.
I just gave my kids the size shirt yesterday.
Yeah, because that was so bad, mine to so Grant. Better.
Grant right. Paulson has mine.
All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Dupre. Is that how you say it?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Excited?
Good morning, Junkie.
What's up?
Oh, I'm very excited. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was diagnosed with Caps fever.
Nice.
That's a good bit. I like it.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm excited for the area, the past history. Go Ovi, Becky, Kuzi, DSC. All of you guys.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I'm really excited.
Are you a new Caps fan, or have you been there for a while?
No, actually, I'm a new Caps fan and hockey fan. I'm usually a sports junkie in the area of football and basketball.
Right.
I actually got a chance to experience this when the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Right.
I was there. I was in the locker room. I took a picture with the Lombardi Trophy.
Nice.
Because I knew one of the players' mom. So, I mean, like, when they were chatting the, you know, song, I'm not a singer, but I'm just excited. So, because of the past history and what they're doing this year, I became a hockey fan.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. Well, welcome aboard. There's no cap snobbery
Jump
here.
On the bandwagon.
Absolutely.
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
But I agree with you guys. You know, we're excited and everything, but let's just... You know,
one
take
more.
A step back. Because,
we got one
yeah,
more.
They have one more. And then we can celebrate and hopefully.
What are we going to do?
You know,
thank you, Dupre. Thank you.
Are
we going to broadcast from, if there is a parade, are we going to broadcast? I mean, there will be. Will we broadcast from there?
I'm sure wondering we will. If we're going to have a float. We are the flagship station. Would 106.7 have a float?
Oh, Mississippi
Junkies float.
That'd be awesome. We'll do the Queen Wave.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be so great.
I got my Queen Wave down, man. I got it.
Be like sitting on a toilet. Porky pigging.
Donks hey, all over the place.
Miles.
We should have a live rendition of Get That Stanley. Maybe they get the DeMatha band in again.
I would love to, but you guys have shunned the song. It's just so annoying.
It's in queue waiting for Friday morning.
I mean, I don't think you've listened to us at all when we've given you our rationale.
Play it at the end if they win. All right.
Right.
I get it.
We're completely responsible.
You guys are the push. You guys are the impetus.
It's lost its luster because we haven't mentioned it, but Valdez and I are responsible for this captain just as much as Oshie.
I like this bit.
Yes. The other
we should have our own float.
We started this back in
You
April.
Guys should be the tip of the spear
which
at
is,
the parade.
Don't jinx it by playing
We're not
get
playing
that
Get That Stanley. It's failed in the past.
And yeah, there is a correlation.
And our Venmos are open if you'd like to donate.
Give out the addresses.
Donate for what?
Donate for... You know,
Now you're trying to turn that into free money.
They're responsible for the Caps run.
We'll invest into our next project.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that
the
is.
Project of not playing something. The project of not doing something is a brilliant project.
Yeah, this fall we're not going to play HTTR at all so that the Redskins can go on a Super Bowl run.
Maybe we should do that. That's a good bet.
I would love it. I hate that song. God, I hate that song. Does the Matchbox right there in Chinatown still have the Get That Stanley sign up?
Yes, they did as of like last week.
It's so great.
I'm guessing they haven't ripped it down.
That's awesome.
Wonder where they got that from. Joe,
we
what's
at least
up?
Have to
they
play.
Admit it. They admit
at
it.
Least have to play the sad HTTR during the season.
Maybe.
That makes
believe
me, laugh.
We will.
Joe, are you there? I thought I punched him up. All right. There's something going on with him. See if you can figure him
Joe
out.
Joe calling from Ocean City.
Let's go to Lawrence, D.C. Lawrence, what's up, man? You're all in the Giants.
Hey, what's going on, Junkies, man? First time calling, man. Watching you guys talk about the Caps. I'm pretty psyched. Not even a hockey fan, sports
nice.
Fan, Washington, D.C., just waiting for this feeling, you know.
Right.
It's feeling good. I don't know anything about hockey. You understand what I'm saying? I just found out what icing was yesterday.
Right.
All right, hold on. Nick, can you name three current Capitals players?
Oshie, man, Pay, Smith Pay, man, and Koontz, what's his name, Koontz?
Koontz, yeah, Koontz.
Yeah, yes, right. Look, none of that matters, man. It's the feeling that's in
it's
the
true.
Air, you understand?
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about this bandwagon going down Georgia Avenue right down to Capital One Arena,
right.
All this sea of red, and this victory that's in the air. You guys talk about it, you all make it happen. I'm happy this morning, man. I've been waiting 25 years to have this feeling again, man, since the Redskins won a Super Bowl. You guys talk about it. You know about it. I'm just excited about
when
it.
When did you jump
have
on?
A great day.
When did you jump on, Lawrence?
I didn't even jump on, man. I'm just watching hockey, like, for the first time, after they beat Tampa Bay, man.
Right. He's late really? To the
answer
real.
Is what about your week. Buddies? Are you getting your buddies into it?
I don't have – well, look, man, let me tell you how I got introduced to hockey, man. My buddy, man, we were 14 years old. His grandfather bought him one of those foosball-type hockey games.
Right.
I was in junior high school, right, and the puck used to always fly off the porch. We could never keep up with the puck. So that's my first
that's
introduction
like real
to
hockey. It's hard to track the puck, Lawrence.
Hey, man, I can't even follow it on my TV, man. I'm about 62 years old. I'm trying to watch the game, and I can't that's even keep – look, all I know is when the horn goes off, the Caps win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God, are you finding yourself, are you kind of getting more familiar with the rules? I mean, do you understand the game?
He just learned icing yesterday.
What I understand about the game is the puck got to go into the net. The
right.
horn has to go off.
Right.
And Oshie got to go take a knee and throw his hand up like a fist. That's
right.
what I know about hockey.
Right. Hey, that's enough.
All right,
that's
keep
all
watching.
You need, man.
Keep watching it, bud.
Thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate you,
take
buddy.
Take care, man. Later.
All right, buddy. God, man,
see,
is this not galvanizing?
It really is.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And the overhead shots are unbelievable to me. When they just see the crowds filling the streets all the way around the arena.
No, it's incredible.
Deep.
Like, can somebody look up what are the – and we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I'm sorry. Just give me a minute. There's no jinx. We're either going to win or we're not.
Hmm.
If there's a parade in 91, I guess it was technically 92, what was the attendance level of that parade? Will we approach it with the Caps?
We have to do some research on that.
Because I feel like –
there's so many
every
people
local
out there.
Has just well, embraced them.
Yeah.
Also, population has grown.
Sure.
So you have a bigger population, and it's also a population that's been starving for a winner.
Starving for a winner.
It wouldn't matter.
Social
like,
media
it's the
hype.
Caps. To me, it wouldn't matter. We would have the same feeling if it was the Wizards, if it was the Nats. If it was, the Redskins would be times 10. That would be. Just
I don't think the parade will be 10 times smaller than a
Super Bowl. No, but
Super
I'm
Bowl.
Just saying that the –
I think
enthusiasm.
It's going to approach the same numbers.
But look, so many people are like Lawrence
could
have jumped aboard just in the last
just
week.
Think
and
about
half.
It.
Even Charlie Casserly, he came
of
on
course.
The show and said he didn't watch one
but
game
think about
until
it.
Stanley Cup final.
There are a ton of everyone's a fan of the NFL. It's just the biggest sport in the world
yeah.
around here, in this country. But not everybody necessarily is an NHL fan. But everyone around here, unless you already have some weird tie or like you're a fan for 20 minutes, like Bryce. Unless you have some sort of weird tie, you're all jumping on the bandwagon. It's not like you have a loyalty to the Cowboys,
right.
or you have a loyalty to the Giants, or loyalty to the Eagles. None of that really exists around here. I mean, maybe a couple people, a couple Pens fans here, maybe a couple Sabres fans. But for the most part, if you're a sports fan around here, you're going to jump
gonna,
on the
people
Cavs.
People getting swept up in it.
Yeah.
They absolutely
you don't
are.
Have some other loyalties, really.
Yeah. Look, part of it's about the Caps, but most of it's about winning. Look at the other
of
caller,
course.
The woman who called in, who went to the Ravens thing, that wasn't a hockey fan. All of a sudden, the team's starting to win.
No, it's 100%
it's
about winning. 100%. Everybody likes a winner.
Oh,
everyone wants to be a part
a
of
winner.
It. Let's go to Cowboy. Speaking of nicknames.
I want
Cowboy
people that want to win.
I keep getting texts from Cowboy Todd, pregame texts every game.
Keep it up. Don't stop. Whatever you're doing, don't stop.
I can. I got my little emoji. I got a text case.
By the way, stop for a second. Stop. Let me explain the emoji that Cowboy Todd sends to me. It's, I believe, it's a brother skating on the ice, wearing a Washington Nationals hat, blasting a puck through the net like he's scoring a goal in hockey. It's the weirdest emoji I've ever seen. I don't know why he sends it. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, ever since I started texting you, there's a listener that listens to y'all and follows me on Twitter, at CowboyTodVA, if you want to follow me. He sends me that emoji when we started winning against Tampa Bay, and he's never quit. We never stopped. It's my little DSP emoji. We're going with it all the way.
By the way, where is Tampa Bay located, Cowboy Todd? Quick geography quiz.
That'd be definitely Florida, down there in Tampa.
Correct. Well done, Cowboy.
But it's definitely been a great – I've had more victory buns than I've had in a while. It's been awesome. We need one more win, which we got it Thursday.
Right.
It's all the way.
Did you actually get victory buns last night?
When I came home, I've been listening to it on the radio. And when I get home, I wake her up, and we just go to town. It's been great.
I'm sure she loves that.
So she looks forward to that.
She has to sleep.
Oh, I text her, say, get ready. If she don't respond, I know she's sleeping. 11 o'clock is all time.
She's the biggest Vegas fan in D.C.
Yeah, she is.
Cowboy, why don't you come down to the watch party on Thursday?
That's because I'm working. I can't afford to take off.
Got to make that money.
I'm buying a house, so can't do it.
All right, thank you, Cowboy. Keep it up. Whatever
you're
doing,
responsible.
Keep it up.
It's taken him 35 years to get responsible.
Doesn't he have like 6 kids? How come I never hear him referencing any of the kids like in his life? Are there any of them in his life?
No, I think he's got maybe 3 stepkids from the current wife.
Forget about the stepkids. I'm talking about the ones, his biological.
Those ones, I'm not sure.
He's got Hunter. Hunter, you always talk about Hunter.
Hunter. Hunter's probably in college.
Hunter's, yeah, he's got to be 20s.
He's not, probably not in college, let's be honest.
He's like his dad. College years. College age.
College age. Right.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Talking about this Caps win. 6-2 last night. They took care of business. They head to Vegas to try and win the Stanley Cup on Thursday. We'll take more of your calls next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And with 3:34 to go in the first, it's 2-0 Washington.
Great play last night after the faceoff, and Ovechkin did his job there. He was in front of the net just drawing attention, which left Wilson open kind of on the back door, and he put it away. Awesome goal, awesome play. Caps playing fantastic. Of course, get the 6-2 win last night. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. We're one win away from a championship here in D.C., one win away from the Capitals hoisting the Stanley Cup.
And again, you know, they still have work to do.
Yes.
Even though it's like 32-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals, when you're up 3-1, the team that's up 3-1,
the odds are certainly in our favor.
Way in our favor.
That's a great stat. But then you also have, and Alan May hates to hear this, but you do have Caps failures of the past. When they've been up 3-1 recently in the playoffs, I believe they've lost five times.
Five.
Overall, Drabby tweeted a stat that when they've had a 2-game lead in the playoffs,
2-0
right?
So or 3-1.
2-0 or 3-1, they're 15-43 all time. Like staggeringly, unbelievably bad. Like it defies logic.
But Alan May makes a good point.
But this is a different team.
It's a different team. People on this roster weren't on those rosters. You know,
still,
it's a lot different.
All that being said, if they do close this out, which I do believe they will, I thought they were going to win when they beat Pittsburgh. Now, I didn't really, really, really believe it until the way the series played out. Like, all of a sudden, I could really tangibly see it. But if this actually does happen, dummy over there, Adam, said he did some research, and the 91 parade, which really was 92, I think, when it, you know, by the time the Super Bowl was played and everything, for the Redskins, drew, according to the Washington Post, approximately 75,000 fans. I believe we will trounce that.
I think so, too.
I believe we will trounce that number.
Hold on.
I
mean, look how many people out there just last night. 75,000?
Might have been like a school day. I mean, I have no idea what the circumstances were.
That seems like a very
small
number.
But you got to remember, you didn't have like the galvanizing force that is social media.
Yeah.
That really, really gets people fired up during on the same page.
During the Fall Out Boy show, one of the Caps PR guys, Brian, did a great job coordinating everything. Looked at me, he looked out at the crowd, he goes, "This is a Monday."
Yeah.
And I mean, just look up the street, massive people. Down the street, sea of humanity. I mean, just people everywhere.
Yeah, it'll be just way amazing. More than 75,000.
We're like throwing rules out the window. My kids are doing sleepovers. You know, they're up until midnight watching these games with their friends, you know, allegedly. I mean, right. God only knows what's going on.
I took my daughter out of school. I just flat out lied and wrote a note that she said.
Doctor's appointment?
Orthodontist appointment.
Right.
And
we'll just say appointment.
I just said orthodontist appointment. Picked
you don't
her
have
up,
to be specific.
Stop, you know what? Teachers don't care.
It's June.
They don't
teachers
care.
Don't care.
Teachers are punting at this point. Yeah. They just want to go to summer vacation like everybody else.
Exactly.
Just say appointment.
Yeah.
When I pick up my kid all the time, I pick him up early all the time because I don't want to be late to a game or something. I just put appointment. Yeah, that's an appointment.
If the Caps win, I'm going to write a note that says, "I'm taking my daughter out of school to go to a parade." That's what the note is going to say.
They should understand.
Yeah, you would think.
All right, let's see here. Let's bang out these calls. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Let me start off by saying I was down there last night in the midst of D.C. I mean, I love my city. Standing out there on the steps, taking it all in. The game was extraordinary. You got to check the tape, fellas. I told y'all after game one, we were going to win game two, and we were going to win both of the games here. And that's exactly what took place. It started with defense. Ovi stepped up. I mean, Hopi is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. I'm just happy that I'm able to at least go down there and just take it all in and just enjoy the experience, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got the paper to be spending money on these, you know, extremely high priced tickets. But just being around, I mean, Green Turtle, Rocket Bar, you know, walking the streets, watching it on the jumbo screen. I mean, it's amazing, bro. It really is. And I'll be down there for the watch party. I went to the watch party for game two. You know, I'll be down there, I think it's Thursday. But I just have to say, man, it's a heck of a feeling, fellas. It really is. It really is. And, oh, and one more thing. Lurch, got to shout out my boy Joey that lives on your street. He said, "Mo, you got to call in, shout me out." So, yeah, Joey, you know, I shouted you out. So, yeah, I got you, big.
I'm not even sure I've met that guy yet. Joey. I don't think I've met Joey yet. Says he lives on my street.
Well, I mean, you have a long street. You don't know everybody.
I mean, there's 20 houses. I mean, I know pretty much everyone, unless he's talking about it like an adjacent street or, you know, street in the neighborhood. But I haven't met Joey yet.
Let's go to Jaime. Jaime, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call, man. I'm elated. It's awesome what's going on. And, you know, I'm kind of reflecting. I'm watching the game, and I remember all these years, these loyal fans coming back to root for their team and getting crushed every single year. And now I see this celebration, and I see this Red Army taking on D.C., And I see all these people excited. And I see, wow, you know, loyalty sometimes rewards you. And look at what's going on. I'm elated. I'm very happy for the fans who shed tears of pain all these years. And we still have one more game to go, but I feel very confident about it. Actually, I put $100 on the Caps after the Penguins series. And we still have one more to go.
What were the odds? What did you get?
I'm 425. But nice. I feel very confident. I feel very, very nice about the people, about the fans who have, you know, been crushed every single year for 20 years, 40 years. I'm kind of reflecting and enjoying this. And I'm very happy and looking good right now. And
nice.
Go Caps!
Oh, Caps!
Thank you, buddy. Man, he's a diehard.
Jaime's always hyped up.
He loves all the locals. He's
very positive.
Let's go to Peter Annandale. Peter, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
What up? And I love you guys, man. I woke up at 6:05 today.
Thanks, buddy.
Just to be with you guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Listen, two questions. Very fast. How do we keep Smithy? And I know he's getting only $750, and he's going to probably get about $5-10 million. The question being, like, what defenseman do you think that the Caps can get for next year?
You know what? Let's quit worrying about next year. They'll figure it out. They've got a bunch of guys like Carlson, Beagle, DSP that they'll have to figure out. Smith win the cup, then they'll figure it
Smith
out.
Smith Pelly's been a nice piece, but he's not going to jump from a $650K a year player to a guy who makes $5 or $6 million.
So he's a freebie at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think he just signed a 1-year minimum contract deal. I mean, hey, he'll get a raise.
I'd like to be able to keep at least one of the Carlson Beagle, you know, tandem.
That would be nice if they can manage it.
I mean, now, it'd be great to get both of them, but yeah. I doubt we will.
I don't know. What kind of dummy is Adam? My buddy is sending me a link from the New York Times that says this makes more sense. There were 500,000.
I was going to say 70.
Spectacular dummy.
Trust the New York Times or AY?
How stupid is Adam?
When you said 75,000, I was like,
this
what?
This didn't make sense. That's not right, like that, a DC United parade.
Well, 75,000 back then.
I can't ever quote.
RFK had almost 70
him.
People.
Why does he still have a job?
Don't
yeah,
know.
I don't get that. I mean, it would be like if the Caps would be like Obama's inauguration.
Hold on. EB, that was from 1983. The article I read, you asked for 1992. The 91 season. It says the article I'm reading says the estimated prediction was that they were looking for it to be a million and only 75,000 people came in 92. I'm looking at an article from the New York Times about 1983.
They estimated a million and only 75,000.
That's true. Okay, I stand corrected. That's true. I think 83 was 500K, so I'm the dummy there. So
I think he may be mistaken on the amount of zeros. I can't trust you. Tell me how many zeros there are.
But it is a
staggering to believe that in 83, you know, celebrating the 82 win, that there were half a million. Yep. But in 91, there were only 75K. It just doesn't make sense.
I'm looking at an article
by Sandra
Torrey. It must
have been or something.
Yeah, was there a blizzard?
Just print out the article.
All right. Can you proofread everything he does?
Can you just check if it's 75 or 750? Because I don't know that he knows the difference.
That sounds like a DC United parade cake.
Why joking?
Adam's right.
Shrapnel.
It's a Washington Post article. First line is 75,000 fans turned out to the mall into into a Super Bowl
jaded in 91 because that was our third
must have
win
been a reason. Must have been a reason.
10 years, no big deal. Fourth Super Bowl.
Something else must have happened.
Happens
on that day.
All the time. 82, it was new. Half a million people. People fired up. I mean, maybe I'm trying to make sense.
Hey,
of it.
I think you owe Adam an apology.
I said I was wrong. Sorry. Yeah, I was wrong.
Hey, since Mo did a shout out, we should give a shout out to Bonfire because they're the company that gave us the sized T-shirts.
Thank you to them.
They tweeted a picture this morning. They're all wearing the four handsome fellows on their gray T-shirts.
Eric, reading lower into this article, it says that in 1988, the last time the Redskins won the Super Bowl, a parade in Raleigh on Pennsylvania Avenue drew hundreds of thousands of fans, some who swamped the Redskins' buses and surged past barricades. Authorities adamant there would be no repeat performance limited this year's celebration to a smaller rally.
Okay, so it was a planned
75,000.
All right, well, they won't limit the people to...
Yeah, let's let them get a little rowdy. Yeah. They can climb a light pole or two.
I guarantee you they will.
Okay. Is that dude still in jail?
I don't know. There was definitely a dude climbing a light pole when I was making my way to my car last night. He was looking for all the attention dollars.
What a dummy.
How many hot 23-year-olds that live in Arlington are going to be at that parade? looking to get hammered two ways.
And Adam will be there trying to pick up the scraps.
Yeah, and it'll come up empty.
He'll get the ugliest chick there.
If Adam doesn't bang during the parade day, there's no hope for him.
Yeah. Well, he was texting with a porno chick and got zippy. Right. Well, she shook his hand.
We're not surprised by that.
Nice doing business with you.
That was a porno chick. Let's go to Joe in Ocean City. Joe, what's up?
Yeah. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to say that the chemistry on the Capitals between the players is something totally unique in my perspective. Those guys seem to genuinely like each other.
Yep.
You could see it after they score a goal.
No doubt.
And being from Ocean City, there's a lot of fans from like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and a lot of various places. And they're saying the same thing, that this team is just they have a certain something that you don't always see. And Joe Gibbs did a lot of that when he was a coach in Washington, where he looked for a certain player. And he didn't want any player. He wanted a certain player that met his criteria. And it just seems like the Capitals, there's just a certain magic about them. When they're on the ice, they genuinely like each other. They're not selfish. There's no real superstars. I mean, Alex, of course, is a superstar, but the rest of them, the role players, they remind you of, like, the 2000 Ravens, where there was, like, maybe one superstar, and the role players were fantastic. And that's what I really enjoy watching more almost than anything, is just the way they interact with one another.
They're, yeah, I mean, there's no real – there doesn't seem to be real egos on this team. You're right. And I said it before, they're the most likable team in Washington. They're more likable than the Skins.
They just bought in for the common goal of winning the title. You can
And Nick Backstrom at center ice. I head now to T.J. Oshie with 6:25 left. The lead is for Backstrom. Into the left circle. The pass on across. They score! Michael Kempney! Post to post. And Fleury could not get there in time. We'll see you in Vegas. It's 5-2 Washington.
What a pickup. Michael Kempney. Who knew at the time he would be a big silly for him?
Kempney has been huge. Remember, at the trade deadline, it was the acquisition of Kempney and Jacob Jerebek.
Yeah.
And Jerebek has no love. He gets scratched all the time.
He does.
He's like a scratching post.
We also, I remember we also said, who are these guys?
Right. But Kempney's been a revelation. Yeah. He's been a big pickup. Jerebek always scratched.
So last year they picked up Shattenkirk. That didn't work out. Who was it the year before?
Hold on. Who was the rental the year before Shattenkirk, if there was one?
They've done that several times.
Wait a second. Was there another big defenseman or another pickup? I can't quite remember.
They've done that move where they've picked up names, and it just hasn't worked out.
Shattenkirk was a massive name.
Yes.
Even like though
you might have heard of him. I had never heard of him.
What was it, 2 years ago, like around that time when they let Brooks go? Did they have a pickup at that point?
Not sure.
It was a mid-season
thing, can't even
remember
like what happened last night, because they mentioned it on the broadcast that they picked up these guys down the stretch. It might not have been 2 years ago.
Right.
But there have been names that they've added that were certainly bigger than Kempney, and he's been huge helping out the defense, which was supposed to be the weakest link.
Was it Mike Richards?
Team.
That was a few years
Richards
ago.
Richards was on the squad a few years back.
Who's the guy that you love to blast that they traded away, or they traded for?
Forsberg for whoever that was.
Oh, yeah. Erat.
Martin Erat.
Never forget. Never forget that Phil Jackson is making $50,000 today for doing nothing. And never forget the Caps traded away Philip Forsberg for Martin Erat.
All right, we've got Mike Rupp, who played 11 years in the NHL, Stanley Cup champion, studio analyst for the NHL Network. He's going to join us at 9. John Walton, voice of the Caps, at 9:40. The lines are locked and loaded, so we should do a speed round.
Okay.
Touch the people, EB. You know, we do speed round for the Fantasy Notebook.
In 2016, they did trade Brooks Like for Daniel Winnick. Remember that case?
Winnick, yep.
And then
Winnick was a gritty guy, like a
you
third
think Brooks,
fourth liner.
Do you still talk to Brooks on text or anything?
A little bit.
Is he watching these games?
You know what? He doesn't put a lot of it out there on social media. Yeah, he's big into like CrossFit and like doing pull ups,
positivity.
I don't care about social media. I mean, just reach out to him. Say, hey, Brooks, long time.
I don't like to bother him about that.
Are you watching these games?
Honestly, I don't get the impression he's watching. He's got a lot going on.
It's probably painful because I
once in a blue moon.
Like his whole life, his goal was to win a cup.
Right,
and he was with the team for so long.
He was so close. He knows all these guys. He's so close. It's probably painful to watch.
I bet he is happy, but also painful.
I mean, he knows these guys so well, most of them.
Yeah, I think he's thrilled for them, but also it's a little much, you know, because, I mean, he was playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning
of the
year.
Be like you getting cut off the show, Jason, and then we signed $1 million contract. Mm-hmm. You would be salty.
I'd be showing up at your door
with my hand out.
Didn't that happen with the Imagine Dragons? Like they were doing gigs all over like Vegas or wherever for years and just struggling. And I think like a month before they hit it like really big,
before they got radioactive.
Before a month before, like one or two of their members said, "You know what? I can't keep doing the grind." And now they're massive superstars.
Right.
That guy's bitter. Four times.
Or Dunkelman, right?
Yeah, Dunkelman.
Dunkelman, same deal.
All right, let's go. We'll just bang through the calls. Let's go to Brian Fredericksburg. Brian, what's up, man? You're all in the junks. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you doing?
Going great.
Good, man.
Hey,
Big win last night. Big win. I was at the Caps game in 98, game four, when unfortunately, you know, Detroit came in and smoked us and did it. But to see the ceremony and to be live with the ceremony and see that come back to D.C. would be phenomenal. But I'm not putting the cart before the horse because I'm very superstitious, being a hockey player myself. You know, I really want the boys to bring this home and do it for the city because I think it would be phenomenal. And it'd be great.
Right. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I don't want to give them any life. I don't want to go over there and have some dud of a performance or lose a heartbreaker. Just give them any momentum at all. I don't want any of that. I want to step on their throats. I want to have another three zippy first period, just which is unlikely.
Them. Right.
And let's just bury it.
Yep.
Let's
bury
just be
them.
Done with it. And then, you know.
Going to agree to disagree.
Just have them have shots of those fair weather 20-minute fans. They've had a team for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Leaving, exiting early with 5 minutes to go in the game.
I think that's what I want to see. I think you're going
to
see a good smattering of red in T-Mobile Arena.
My buddy
for game five.
My buddy, my buddy Scott McBrien used to play quarterback in Maryland. Yeah. Sent me a text yesterday. Said, "So are you a LA Kings fan or are you a true Caps fan?" I wanted to reach through the cell phone and strangle him.
Right. Because this is the only local team that you embrace, though.
I know. If you've listened to the show, you know that I do.
Why is he
love,
tweaking you?
Because he just does that.
You've embraced one local team at least. One local team.
I mean, I do kind of with the Nats, especially during the playoffs.
Yeah, but you're a Red Sox fan.
I know, not during the regular season.
It's like your National League team, which is like, that's just so
no,
dumb. It doesn't mean anything.
People who have an American League team and a National League team are losers.
Yeah, that's idiotic.
But you can't claim the Nats.
But you know I'm a big Caps fan, especially in the playoffs. Now, not as big as this guy.
It doesn't matter.
Again, but I am there. It hurts when they lose for me.
There's no Caps snobbery here. If you want to jump on the bandwagon, if you've never watched Caps before and you want to jump on the bandwagon now, come on. There's plenty of room.
But I'm being selfish, and I admit this.
Now, a guy who's not been on the bandwagon, this guy's been here since day one. I saw Steve Sands ahead of me in the crowd when I was trying to leave last night.
But nice.
I didn't say anything to him. He's with his family. He was like 10 feet in front of me.
Should have asked him about the Memorial playoff.
It would have been awkward if I'm saying, hey, it's Cakes. You may have met me once like 5 years ago. I know you don't recognize me. But he was definitely in the crowd with his kids and his wife.
I'm going to text him
having a good time.
I'm going to text him. Hopefully wake him up.
Let's go to Alex Manassas. Alex, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jugs.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
What's up?
So, listen, I am a Kings fan. I've been a Kings fan all my life. Now, here's the thing. I hate Vegas because now they're saying we're all about the West and all these fans came out of the woodwork. The biggest difference, though, that I've seen with the Caps this year, because I do own 10 seats a year and I have a mini plan because I love hockey, is that they're having fun. They're playing real loose. They're having a great time on the ice, and the chemistry is there. Also, they're not allowing themselves to get baited into stupid penalties. Like last night, Vegas was taking a ton of cheap shots in that third quarter to finish up the game. They were trying to bait players into anything that they could so they could commit penalties. And they're playing smart. The other thing that you're seeing is Wilson is growing. How do you have a guy that goes from the fourth line all the way to the first line, and the way that he's playing, and he's just maturing, and they're just playing great hockey, and there's nothing like NHL playoffs.
Yep. Agree with you there, buddy.
No,
that the Wilson goal, that little interplay, what was that between he and Kuzi?
Kuzi,
who was that?
Great pass.
That was just an unbelievable,
play. Kuzi had four amazing passes last night.
Yeah.
Well, three. Four. The other one was pretty, but definitely three.
Yeah.
That's
what superstars
do. They kept showing George McPhee up in the suite.
Yeah.
And George McPhee, obviously, you know, he's moved on. He's with Vegas. But he deserves a lot of credit for this, too.
Certainly.
I mean, I know
drafted and helped.
It's hard to give it to him.
It's
hard to give it to him, but he assembled basically half this roster.
Right.
All right. Let's go to our guy John DePompa. John, what's up, buddy?
So hard thing. Go to meet 8:53.
Hey, sorry, I just saw you, man.
You know what?
Nah, it's all good. Hey, I didn't know you guys were having Pharrell in the studio for 4 hours today. By the way,
what?
Well, old Scott Pharrell joined you in studio for the whole show today.
The gravelly voice.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's funny. No, guys, you know what's funny about playoff hockey? My favorite thing about playoff hockey is it just makes you hate people that you didn't even care about 10 minutes ago.
Right.
You know, my wife asked me before the series, like, who do we not like? I was like, I don't have any feelings on any of these people. Nah, I don't want to punch Reeves in the face.
Yeah,
I want James Neal tears ACL. I'm still mad at Tyler from Tampa. I want Bryce Harper to be traded immediately. Like, this series just brings out all these emotions.
Yeah, but you've hated Flurry for a long time. You didn't have to work that one up.
Yeah, I actually feel sympathy on Fleury now. I feel bad for the guy.
Why?
I mean, how many goals? He's giving up. His goals and his save percentage, what was it, 0.95 going in? Now it's like he's like one, like
it's
negative.
Like half. You know,
he
was 50.
10 goals last night.
He's got like 50% save percentage.
Hey, just real quick, Valdez and Drabby, they don't get credit for this. You know who gets credit for this? Mm-hmm. My man Darnell from Southeast. Overtonsky. That's when it started.
There you go. It's a good point.
Thank you, buddy. Was he getting some run yesterday, too, on the news? Like,
yeah.
I think he's, like, showing up places. He's, like, a little minor celebrity now in this whole deal.
Yeah, I saw Aaron
Hawksworth
interview.
You got to do what they do or whatever.
Yeah, ABC 7's going to that well a lot.
Right.
It works. Their favorites.
It works. All right, we got Rupp coming up, right?
Mike Rupp. Yep.
Mike Rupp will join us next, plus John Walton, the voice of the Caps, at 9:40. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.